Is manhood less because man's face is black? Let thunders of the loosened seals reply. Who shall the rider's restive steed turn back? Or who withstand the arrows he lets fly between the mountains of eternity? Genius, ride forth, thou gift and torch of heaven. The mastery is kindled in thine eye. To conquest ride, thy bow of strength is given. The trampled hordes of caste before thee shall be driven. Who is it would beg, what man permission crave, to give his thoughts their scope and rightful reign? Let him be cursed, a self-manacled slave. He's a pollution to the mind's domain, a moral garbage scattered on the plain, an execration of the world. God's arm defend him not. Oh, if there is disdain to freeze the bosom's every impulse warm, I crave it for all who to favor's almshouse swarm. Shall thunders ask of man what time to beat the march of clouds, or oceans beg his leave to rock their underworlds? In his dread seat doth Blanc consider him? When did he weave a mantle for the hurricane, or give the Rockies leave to hold the dying sun? Sooner all these, sooner an earthquake heave and sink earth back where broods oblivion, then God-given mind submit for gyves to be put on. It is hard to judge if hatred of one's race by those who deem themselves superior born be worse than that quiescence in disgrace, which only merits and should only scorn. Oh, let me see the Negro night and morn pressing and fighting in for place and power. If he a proud escutcheon would adorn, all earth is place, all time the auspicious hour. While heaven leans forth to see, oh, can he quail or cower? Ah, I abhor his protest and complaint. His pious looks and patience I despise. He can't evade the test, disguised as saint. The manly voice of freedom bids him rise and shake himself before Philistine eyes. And like a lion roused, no sooner than a foe dare come, play all his energies and court the fray with fury if he can. For hell itself respects a fearless, manly man. Negro or Arab, Zulu if one choose, unmoved be thou reproached for all but fear. By the unhindered waters learn to muse with nature's liberal voices in thy ear. Dwell on her nobler aspects that appear and make companions of all one may find. Go rove the mountain forests far and near and hear the laughter of the open wind. Then ask, what earth affords like freedom of the mind? Be thine the shoulders that may bleed not whence, though insolence and power lay on the lash. Look, retribution, court the worst, nor flinch if thou must meet upon the insult gnash, and let thy kindled courage on him flash. For whom he cannot conquer, dare not kill, in suffering dumb, in manly virtues rash, must with respect e'en tyrant bosoms fill. So godlike is the man who is invincible. I never was a slave. A robber took my substance. What of that? The law, my rights, and that? I still was free and had my book, All Nature. And I learned from during heights how silence is majestic and invites in admiration far beholding eyes. And heaven taught me with her starry nights how deepest speech unuttered often lies, and that Jehovah's lessons mostly he implies. My birthplace where the scrub wood thicket grows, my mother bound and daily toil my dower. I envy not the halo title throws around the birth of any place and power may be but empty phantoms of an hour. For me, I find a more enduring bliss, rejoicing fields, green woods, the stream, the flower to me have speech, and born of God are his interpreters, proclaiming what true greatness is.